My wife want to share something which is very useful. We are earlier on, not enough time. Then after we all dispersed, she came and talked to me. I said, very good, because we were on the topic, suchness, the true nature. Then the Maya Sutta say that true nature has this characteristic, ru ru pu tong. So you turn back to page 65 and 64. True suchness or ru ru pu tong. So when she meditate, she realized that she understand what that thing is. That's why she said she must share for your benefit. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You let her explain. Very good. Huh? Because she briefed me a bit. She said, when she meditated this morning, you know lah, how much snoring all over. Yeah? Because I think Jared, I think, was very tired, sleeping at the back there. Good, deep sleep. He snored non-stop. Then somewhere there, this one better. Snore after a while, stop. Then snore again, stop. That one is good. So she said when she was there, lu lu pu tong, the nature there. Nothing had disturbed her. Understand? He wants to be aware of all the snoring she can. She knows what is going on. But all these are external phenomena. Understand? Nothing to do with the nature. Nature got no word, nothing. Understand? That's why she said, when you understand true suchness, what she experienced and shared will help you to develop it and have the faith. When you are here with a silent mind, when your awareness nature arrives, don't panic. A lot of people are very funny. Pratyu, I suddenly no thought, no. Dangerous, can I die? This type of people, I also don't know. They strike lottery, they don't know. They go and arise the fear. How come no thought? Then, anapanasati, until no more breathing, I don't breathe already, will I die? You know why? Karmic obstruction. In the past, you tell people, don't know how to meditate, don't simply meditate. Meditate until no more breathing or die. Karmic obstruction come, when you hit that stage, you yourself, the thought, karmic obstruction arise. How come no more breathing? Can I die? Then sometimes, when you hit the no thought, how come no thought one? No breathing also scared, die. No thought also scared, die. But want to seek enlightenment, no? To realize enlightenment, you must reach no thought and no breath. He doesn't know. So all these are very important understanding, okay? I pass the mic to my wife. Oh, she got ready the mic already. Very good. Okay, let her share.
First of all, I like to say kanten to everyone here having the cause and condition to arise to have this retreat available for me to cultivate. And sadhu to Brother Teo for guiding me all the way. Don't know when it started until now. And to all Kalyamitas, Tongsiumen, jiayou. As I, just like anyone of you here, just put in your sincerity, perseverance, and to cultivate, to go back to your awareness. When the first 2 days, I just like normal people, have all the uncomfortable of the legs, and then all the wangxiang, feel like fei qi, still haven't settled down.
Yeah. Wrong self means heedless thinking, false thinking, mundane thinking.
Mundane thinking. Even you know, but you won't attach because it's our mundane mind characteristic. First thing, you must know what you are, who you are, and you understand your body, your mind function, and then you know how to go with it, caught with it. This morning, as usual, I prefer to have sitting meditation, and then as I sit, calm, and then it become bright, expand, bright, expand, keep on expanding. It's very calm, silent, tranquil, and you know the leg, not quite well, a sensation there, but you cannot attach. Just silent and still. It's very bright. It's bright. It's just a spacious emptiness. And you can say nothing. Just like that. And Jinhao is lying down here. Snoring.
But not long. Snore
one sound.
Stop.
Then I don't. I will call it. It's just a rising passing away. Yeah. That's all.
It doesn't affect her.
Because
that nature.
You have the wisdom.
Yeah, that nature.
You understand. It's a rising passing away. Yeah. But it's just a mupada. That's all. The healing and then go here. But it's at the center here.
The heart there.
Space, very white and calm and still, but then not affected. It's just like that, understand? Just like that, very calm, like you have the sati and you have the calmness, stillness there. So whenever there's sound, I just arising, passing away, that's all. It's not passing away, that's not passing away, that's all.
She knew they are external phenomena.
And then you won't be affected by it. And then here, blank. Here, nothing. Until now, still nothing.
Yeah, sadhu.
It's here already.
Yeah.
And then it's, until now, still here.
Yeah.
It's very calm and peaceful. Whatever you talk or what you all do, not affected.
Yeah.
It is just like that. Understand that's all.
Mm.
And then when they explain the I and cannot. This side is outside.
Yeah.
When you inside here, you are in the meditation, what you see is a bit different. It's just with it. That means when you hear the sound, it's just within the sound, appearing is appearing, but this side is not moving. The vibration, the hearing vibration is outside. It didn't go into inside.
Because
I don't know whether you all understand or
the
not.
The external phenomena cannot affect that nature.
It didn't patichap samupada up to there only,
didn't
carry on down. I hope you all understand.
So
it's just like that.
Yeah.
That with understanding and with awareness, right understanding. From here, then I understand. Okay, this is the wunian.
Yeah.
Understand already. And then when you need, because you live life, you need this mundane mind. When a mundane mind arise, you do, then remember, no more. In wu so zu, er sen qi xin, I understand this already.
Yeah.
So I know what to do already.
The mind that has no dwelling is your true mind.
You have to.
Your mundane mind will dwell everywhere. You know how you dwell or not? Huh? You know how you dwell or not? When you perceive something, where do you dwell? You dwell there, understand? Like this Buddha Rupang. How you know it's a Buddha Rupang? Through your perception, isn't it? When you perceive through memory, you recall Buddha image, your mind dwell there, understand not? Awareness, know what one, sitting as they are, don't dwell on. That's why specific phenomenal awareness, understand not? Or spacious awareness, like you say, that nature shine forth, you become like brightness. Then aware from there, then outside snoring, whatever, these are all dependent, originating, external phenomena, understand not? What is inside is Ruru Putok. In English is what? Such true suchness is no movement. Putong is no movement, yeah. But the better word is Pusen Pumi. Understand? Non-arising, non-ceasing. Understand? Ming Sing Jian Sing. When you realize the true nature, yeah, you remember the fifth patriarch say what? The great man who realized that true nature, he is the Buddha. Understand? Technically, when you realize this, you will become the Buddha. Yeah. So all this understanding, when you have, then you will know what that nature. Well, that nature is not a being. It cannot come out and live life yourself. It's just that nature. But the first thing to come out is the awareness nature. That's why when you meditate, you have to allow the mundane mind to cease. Means without thought, you are already aware. Why must you practice awareness? Try to be aware. Because you don't understand without thought, you are already aware. And you keep on creating thought, using thought-based meditation to meditate. Understand? And you hope to realize the enlightenment, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. Look at how gullible people can be. You understand? So what is commonly accepted, logical, can lure you and make you develop the craving, the delusion, then you make mistake. So it's the same with Dhamma. When you cultivate without understanding, you end up gullible, you end up like that. Now you understand how? The point that I want to point out is the true mind, no need to search for it. It was there all the time, understand not? But you cannot be aware of it because you are lost in thought, understand how? You are creating all the mundane thinking, the activity. Now you understand why the Karaniya Metta Sutta say you must be somebody with little or few duties. Not duty, duties. Because when you have a lot of mundane things to take care, you don't have space between thought. You cannot be aware. And when you cannot be aware, how can you develop awareness, nature within? That's why you become a healer, and the healers are as if dead. So what you need is develop that. That's why my wife able to develop that. We are over the last few years, she start to develop understanding, then she follow instruction, she develop the faith, then she persevere. Then in the retreat, a lot of things happen. Earlier on the last retreat also, he came out and described and shared, because she realized it is beautiful. This can let other people understand, because if she can do it, other people also can do it, understand? So this is what Dhamma is. Eh? So with the sharing, I will let her continue after. You all should actually develop faith. Then after that, we can rejoice together. Okay.
Yeah. This one also answer Ingvi question. Remember you asked the IC of Abhijja, that one? Now you understand or not?
Yeah.
Because of the awareness wisdom there, so it's still got arising, passing away. Wuzhu, then gone. Hope you understand.
Mm. Yes. Sadhu. Very good. Go on.
Then, after this, this one is just a king jie, don't think of what very big. It's just xiao wu, it's just help you to have the faith and vidya to continue cultivate. Because you have to, your five spiritual faculty have to become five balas, you know.
Yeah.
Always there.
power.
Remember, you only saw Manasikara at every moment. When it's there, then you can, then you can see things as they are. Always have the wisdom and awareness, and then cultivate. You walk the path of normal effort.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
You are the normal effort path. This time, is that one I understand already. Last time I talked long time ago. You are normal effort path.
Yeah.
You are, because your form and mind, five aggregate of form and mind, and then you will see that this one is the true one. Inuit come up here. This is the computer. Inuit here. Here. When actually, when you see normal people see your eye go and grab, ear go and grab, always grab everything. But nowadays, when I see, I just see like that.
So hard.
Unless you need to know, then you just like that.
Yeah, you need to know. You need to manifest to help, to share, to teach. Then you arise.
And Jin Hao snoring is just like that.
Yeah,
because I already have the understanding that, so I no grasping.
That's why
so
the Monday mind
say is because finally say it because of grasping of the five aggregate agape is suffering. When you understand what you are, who you are, how your body function, how you function, what you are, the body, the human being, what you are, in fact, is just a part of nature. You are human being only. Yeah. How you humanly function, that's all. It's like any of the creature.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. Yeah, so. If we are part of nature, just rolling by and continue, evolve, until like, perfect wisdom. Anuttaya samyak
sambodhi.
The wisdom. That's all. Because it's a. We come to this samsara because of our sakayariti and because we lack of wisdom, not perfect. Everything is also great. So we have to go through different plane of existence to have the perfect wisdom. In fact, we come to every, what I call, 道场.
Yeah.
一片处都是道场. It's a, for you to cultivate, to have the wisdom, right understanding of the life of this, the truth of the existence, then only you can be free. And then you also can be, you cannot cling on the wholesome, this good, I do this and this and good. No. You also have to let go. But you must, you do without clinging.
Means got condition only you do, no condition you do.
Wu zu. Finally, wu zu, keep on carrying on until you are perfect.
Sama-sama. Okay, very good. Huh?